So today I'll start right on time because we have a lot going on this day with our annual meeting following. My name is Gail. I think most of you know me. I come from the west end of Lewis County, Lincoln Creek. We say Lincoln Creek when we're locals. And my unlocal friends tell me I'm pronouncing it wrong. And welcome to our Unity Center for Positive Living. We're certainly glad you could join us this morning, especially if it is your first time here. I would like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, which is about inner peace. Inner peace brings me strength, calm, and clarity. Like the soft glow of a candle, God's peace shines forth from the center of my being. This peace is part of my spiritual inheritance, always ready to be called into expression, no matter what is happening around me. Divine peace comes through me rather than to me, as I remember that I am God's living expression, created in God's image and likeness. To lay hold of God's peace, I need only be willing to let go of anything that blocks it. My willingness allows my power of elimination to work through me as I release all thoughts of limitation, unforgiveness, lack, and fear. My energy continues to grow more and more peaceful and focused as I release each of my limiting thoughts. I become centered in the pure peace of God. From Mark 4:39, he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Let us remain seated while Terry and Janine lead us in Surely the Presence, which you'll find in the front of your song. Good.
this is a lovely song that I have done with you before. First, before we actually get into it, I want to make sure that I give a lot of attention to my friend Janine Cummings. Janine and I do some music together on a regular basis, and she was an answer to prayer for me. I was really looking for somebody to do music with, especially with the ability she has of piano. So this is a song by Erin McGowan, and we will be doing This Is the Day, and I don't know that the words will reflect This Is the Hour. First verse will be This Is the Day the Lord Has Made. The second verse, The Hour. The third verse, These Are the Friends, and we'll go back to This Is the Day. So please stand. It's kind of a call and response, okay? When I sing, then I'll go like this for you to echo me, okay? This is the day.
I go to bed like three. it's 10:30 sometimes noon, depending on what the night's like. Yeah. Well, mom gets up at 4 or 5 times in the night.
Oh, yeah, you get down.
To begin the annual meeting at, at 11:30, not that we have to eat fast, we can eat and talk and listen at the same time, I'm sure, so that would be my goal. Anyone else with announcements? Yes?
I have two, and one might have some, okay. This next Wednesday, James Twyman is doing one of his worldwide peace meditations. He'll be in Iran, and it's at 9 a.m. our time here. I believe Tom's going to bring up a message from him, and then I'll tell you the other.
You're up.
Okay, I will tell you my second one. I heard yesterday that next Sunday at 1 o'clock at Unity of Olympia, there will be a celebration of life for Bonnie Carroll. I'm going to confirm that, and then Johnny will send out a message. So I don't want to tell you something that's not true. So next Sunday afternoon at 1.
Thank you, Susan. Joanne.
Speaking of death, now Christy's father passed away, and she's going to be 26 at 2 o'clock. They're going to have their service here.
After service.
So anybody who wants to stay and help me take care of that, put out the food and serving and cleaning up would be appreciated. Next on January 26th at 2 o'clock.
Christy, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know how Silk's doing?
Yes, ma'am.
There's another thinking of you card for Seal Brown downstairs.
buy the food, so people want to sign that off.
Another card for Sil.
And a card for Sil.
Yes, Johnny.
So last year in December, we received this little booklet from Unity. I'd like to read this letter to you. I took this home and read this. This is wonderful. It says, we're excited for you to see this copy of the new booklet called Gems of Wisdom from Black Leaders of New Thought. This booklet contains writings from today's new thought leaders about the teachers who influenced them, whose gems of wisdom they still remember. It's published by Unity and includes writings by and about black leaders from the Centers for Spiritual Living and Universal Foundation for Better Living, along with passages from Bishop Dr. Barbara King and Reverend Delary Slett. And there's a website on here. I'm going to leave this downstairs. I highly recommend going to the website and getting yourself a copy of this. If everybody wants to get one, we can probably order them in bulk, but this is just an absolutely wonderful book. So I'll leave this on the buffet table downstairs.
Thank you, Johnny. Anything else? I'd like to welcome Misty, who came 15...
I'm James Twyman. I want to take a moment to issue an appeal to people all around the world who are longing for peace and are feeling the fear with recent developments between the U.S. and Iran. It's normal for us to feel afraid when countries seem to be on the brink of a disastrous war. And yet, this is the time for all of us to stand firm in our commitment to peace. This is the time we've been waiting for to show that peace truly does prevail. There are gatherings happening everywhere in the world. Over 70 are happening this weekend in America, and probably many more, because people are standing up and saying yes to peace, not no to war or not against anything, but this is a pro-peace gathering. And I'm just so happy to call upon all of us to remember that that is why we are here. That's what this is really all about. I'm actually traveling around the world right now performing a one-man musical based on the life of St. Francis of Assisi. And I know that he has a lot to teach us, even 800 years after his life. Mainly, Francis taught us to become the living vibration, an instrument of peace. And he was such an example then, and we are called to do the same thing now. One of the quotes that really inspired me to write this musical came from, of all people, Vladimir Lenin, when he said that the Russian Revolution failed in what Russia really needed were 10 St. Francis of Assisi. He recognized that what it really takes are a small group of dedicated people who are willing to give everything to love. And I'm hoping that you'll do the same thing here. I hope you will join me and many others around the world, right now especially, with this lingering possibility of war, to remember that peace is the way, and that it's by holding this reality of peace within ourselves, being strong, being brave, that that reality grows and spreads throughout the whole world. So I hope that you'll take this to heart, spread the message, and I'll be traveling to Iran in the next few days to hold this World of Peace vigil on Wednesday at noon New York time. So I hope you'll join me by holding 15 minutes of prayer, sending more positive energy to the people of Iran and the United States, calling upon all leaders to mobilize for peace. Thank you.
Yes. Riding on the coattails of James, I would just like to mention that here in Centralia, every Saturday at noon at the public library for an hour, if you've ever drove by there and seen people standing there with signs, that is Larry Kirshner, one of the presidents of the Veterans for Peace chapters and supporters. If you're not able to stand there when you go by, just blast them with love, and the synergy of all of that goes out into the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Now I can welcome Misty. who came once 15 years ago, but now she lives here, so she can keep coming, which is great. And she has history from other Unity churches, so that's even better. Next is our Unity statement. If you would join me in saying the statement, we can say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Our song of joy, Terry and Janine will lead us in that.
We're going to do a little angels watching over me. As we do that today, let's imagine angels filling this room. Let's imagine angels not only around our country, but around this world.
Yeah. Not going to stand up?
Feel free to stand up.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord.
Chasers. Reclaiming Your Power, Creativity, Brilliance, and Dreams by Debbie Ford. And if you've ever been upset with anybody, this will help you. Projection is a fascinating phenomenon they failed to teach most of us about in school. It's an involuntary transfer of our own unconscious behavior onto others. So it appears to us that these qualities actually exist in other people. When we have anxiety about our emotions or unacceptable parts of our personalities, we attribute these qualities as a defense mechanism to external objects and other people. When we have little tolerance for others, for example, we are likely to attribute the sense of our own inferiority to them. Of course, there's always a hook that invites our projection. Some imperfect quality in other people activate some aspect of ourselves that wants our attention. So whatever we don't own about ourselves, we project onto other people. We only see that which we are. I like to think of it in terms of energy. Imagine having 100 different electrical outlets on your chest. Each outlet represents a different quality. The qualities we acknowledge and embrace have cover plates on them. They are safe. No electricity runs through them. But the qualities that are not okay with us, which we have not yet owned, do have a charge. So when others come along who act out one of those qualities, they plug right into us. For example, if we deny or are uncomfortable with our anger, we will attract angry people into our lives. We will suppress our own angry feelings and judge people whom we see as angry. Since we lie to ourselves about our own internal feelings, the only way we can find them is to see them in others. Other people mirror back our hidden emotions and feelings, which allows us to recognize and reclaim them. Ken Wilber makes a great distinction in the book, Meeting the Shadow. He says, projection on the ego level is very easily identified. If a person or thing in the environment informs us, we probably aren't projecting. On the other hand, if it affects us, chances are that we are the victim of our own projections. If you truly understand this, you will never see the world the same again. Think about it this way. If someone walks by you and spits on the sidewalk and you notice but don't react, it probably isn't something you need to work on. But if you get upset and think, how could someone be so uncouth and disgusting, then you are projecting. You may be engaged in some disgusting behavior now, or you may have demonstrated some disgusting behavior in the past. For some reason, disgusting behavior is not okay with you. So you are affected by the behavior of the other person. All of this might have started when you were small. Perhaps you actually did spit and someone said, that's disgusting. Maybe someone in your family spit and others reacted to it in a negative manner. Whatever happened, you made a decision never to do anything like that and push this aspect of yourself way back into your consciousness. If this person who spits affects you, it should trigger your internal alarm. These alarms are clues to uncovering your dark side. With this in mind, you can look at what emotionally affects you as a catalyst for growth, giving you the opportunity to reclaim your hidden aspect of yourself. So, there's two exercises she gives you for this. For 1 week, observe your own judgment about other people. Whenever you're upset by another person's behavior, write down the quality in him or her that's most upsetting to you. Write down any opinions you have about the people who are closest to you. Be sure to include your friends, family, and coworkers. This list marks the beginning of discovering your hidden aspects. You will refer to it when you start the process of opening your shadow, or of owning your shadow. And the second part is make a list of the advice you give to other people. That's a really good one. What are you telling others to do to make their life better? Reflect on whether the advice you give to others isn't just advice to yourself. Sometimes we tell other people what to do as a way of reminding ourselves what we need to do. Realize that your advice to them may be a way to remind yourself.
Thank you, Joanne. And it so happens I am wearing, you get to sing in just a minute. It so happens I'm wearing a heart monitor, so I've had one of those patches. And I have three more that I can't show you. And my heart beats. I wear this special phone that shows that I really do have a heart. Some people claim that I don't. But anyway, what prompted this, my cardiologist some years ago did a procedure for a supraventricular tachycardia, and I thought that was fixed it forever. Well, I guess there is no forever. So those incidents have happened again. And so the only time it's happened since I've had this thing for almost 3 weeks is when I was driving, but briefly. So anyway, yes, you do get to sing, and we will enjoy your meditation song, We Shall Be Known.
And actually, this is just an extra.
This isn't it.
This
isn't
it.
It's just a song we love to share with you. So and it ties in with
your mic. Is your mic on?
My mic?
I can hear you back here.
Okay, so I'll get it closer. Is that better?
Okay.
When I sing, I'll pull the mic. So this is just a song that we love to share.
We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love.
The meditation song is I'm a Living Blessing, and this is one of Jenny's beautiful originals.
Peace and love in this world. We are a living blessing in this world.
That's right.
We are a living blessing in this world.
Let's sing it one more time.
We are a living blessing in this world.
I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I have already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. So, some of us know that our Dr. Daria graces us with singing the Lord's Prayer. So, I will turn this over to her, and she can do that, and also join with the Alleluia, and have a very meaningful talk for us, I'm sure. So, Dr. Daria?
I have a wardrobe adjustment. The invisible mic. All right. You can do it for me. Will you do it for me?
Oh,
I can turn it on.
You got it?
No, I don't have it on. I had to attach it to something. Yeah. Turn it on. It's not on yet.
Goodness.
Oh, you don't know where it is?
I don't.
Oh.
Follow the fire.
Yeah, follow the fire. Okay. No. Johnny's going to do it. Johnny's going to
do it. Thank you.
Oh, right there. Johnny and I are now close friends.
I love you, Dr.
Close
Daria.
Close friends. Closer friends.
Bless you. So he does know how to turn your mic.
A little help here from me. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you can sing with me if you like. Lord's Prayer.
At this point,
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Amen. first month of this new year. Yay! Vision 2020. I'm going to do a series on it this today and the first Sunday in February and whenever I'm back after that. But this, within the context of Vision 2020 and what your vision is for 2020, what vision you're carrying for, I'll be influenced in part by what you learned last year. The reflections, not just on last year, but the last 70 years if you're 70 years old, the last 80 years if you're 80 years old, the last 32 years if you're 33 years old. I'm putting together what is it that I have gleaned, what is it that I have gained. And one of the things that I was led to talk about this morning in light of Vision 2020 is the desire for peace and the prerequisite for freedom. A lot of us talk about wanting peace, and we also have the urge as individuals for freedom. But one of the things that I think Eric Butterworth, prominent Unity minister, I've been to his church several times in New York, he's now crossed over, but one of the things he points out about our gifts to the world and his gift to the world, when he talks about freedom, is we want that freedom to be often who we want to be, what we want, get what we want, do what we want, when we want, and that's what most of us think about when we think about freedom. But he says, in addition to that, he talks about the freedom to be who we must be. Not the must there does not mean who I am compelled to be because of my addiction to certain habits. Who I am compelled to be because of my fear of certain outcomes and dynamics and experiences. But who I must be because of who I am. So really, to make this 2020 vision come forth in terms of the kingdom of highest consciousness, the consciousness of Most High, the consciousness of the kingdom of heaven, what we're talking about is first we have to know who we are. We have to know who we are. We are a blessing, as we've sung loudly this morning, from our hearts. Who are, what makes that blessing? The fact that we are the seed of the Most High. We're part of all that is sacred and holy in this whole creation we call Earth. And being in that seed, we have to know who we are. We're the sons and daughters of our parents. Some of us know our parents, know who they were. Some of us don't. But beyond that, it's like Jesus said, you know, who's my brother? Who's my sister? If you're with me in this kingdom, you're my sister. You're my brother. And the kingdom does not, everybody doesn't have the same beliefs in this kingdom of consciousness. Everybody doesn't have the same traditions or the same religion in this kingdom of consciousness of the Most High. But first, is if we want this peace, this desire for peace, we have to know who we are. And if we are the seed of the Most High, the sons and daughters of this consciousness, it's like the mustard seed and the parables, one of the parables that Jesus taught from, right? It said, if you had but the faith of a mustard seed, so tiny among everything, but then grows these great huge branches in which the birds can take shade and cover. It's powerful. And in the daily word today, the scripture that was quoted is Mark 4, chapter 39. Do you remember the story that precedes that? The scripture says, peace be still. But the story that precedes that, part of it is that Jesus was with the disciples. And though he spoke to all the other people in parables and was teaching about the kingdom of heaven through parable, he spoke to his disciples privately. straight and plain. But he had been speaking and doing healings and engaging with many people, and he said, let's just get on this boat. Let's cross over to the other side. And that's what we do when we have a vision, when we've captured something that looks different from what's in the world. We have often, we said, hey, I can be in the world but not of it. And when we know who we know we are a seed of this consciousness of the Most High. We can be in the world and not of it. But as they get in this boat, they're going to the other side. We can imagine that that's our vision. That's this kingdom of heaven that we're walking with and embodying. He goes to sleep. A storm rises. Intense storm. Raining buckets. And the disciples say, hey, there's water filling up in the boat. We're going to drown. So not holding in that seed of the Most High, and that all is well, of course, what sets in? You're in a boat, water comes in.
Fear.
And I'm paraphrasing, of course. And they say, yo, Yeshua ben Joseph, wake up. Save us. We're drowning. How can you sleep through this? Wake up. And finally, he wakes up, he stands, and he says, peace, be still. The water's still. Yeah, they've been following him everywhere, learning from him, up close, personally. All of a sudden, he must be the Son of Man. He must be the Son of God. The water's just calm. Just this moment when he spoke. James Cleveland has a song called Peace Be Still, where he speaks the fullness of this. And what's your name, Misty? I started speaking here in 2005. We're having an anniversary. Did you say you came once in 2005?
Something might, like that, yeah.
Yeah, might not have been when I was here, but yeah. And you could, of course, hum with him, sing with him, whatever. It's just a powerful song. I wanted to share it there. And that's this is Southern California Community Choir.
You
want it louder?
Yeah.
Louder. I want it louder. I just asked if you did. That was projection.
Over
billows.
Cruising
high.
The sky.
Yes. That's it.
Hear the shadow with blackness.
Do they have the words?
You. Oh, no shelter wrong.
So we're at that crossroads of anxiety and fear versus faith. Billows are raising, huh?
That we carry.
Great choir today. This is your part.
Peace be still.
And we have our affirmations and things are going good until we walk into something that evokes that anxiety and that fear. And then the automatic system goes on in terms of the reactions. And it's kind of like the opportunity. And this is what the beauty of how God works with us, the opportunity to transmute that fear back into faith comes when we remind ourselves of who we are. And what does it mean if I believe that this is who I am? How would I face this situation? This is where we have to use our imagination. How would I face this moment and respond to this moment if I really was grounded in myself as a seed of Creator, as a daughter of Most High? So at that moment, I have the chance to look at the situation and go, oh, why did God call me here? Because that's the second thing. Know who I am. And second, why have I planted myself here in this space and time, in this community, in this geography? Why was I called here? And what good and blessing am I unfolding here? And what is to be unfolded through me that hasn't been unfolded yet? I was in a situation that got pretty intense on more than one occasion since I have been in Lewis County in 1994. More than one occasion. And while people are wondering sometimes, what are you doing here? Especially out there where I live. And sometimes they ask me that, but they really can't hide. How'd you get here? It's like almost a, they're impelled, they have to ask this question. How'd you get here? Because they realize that it's outside of the norm, right? They're not trying to be rude, they just can't help themselves. They go, how'd you get here? You know, what are you doing here? You know somebody here? And if I tell them the spiritual journey of being called here, they look at me and kind of go, oh, okay. I see. That's the story. And not knowing anybody in Lewis County, East Lewis County, remote, okay, not Centralia, East Lewis County. And that is, so I say, God, you call me out here, what is it to do? And part of it, you're part of that story. Unity Centralia, Unity Center for Positive Living is part of that story. Some of the people I've run into there are part of the story. Some of the people who are yet to come out there are part of that story. Part of crossing over to the other side into a vision of that year that I was given to show up. So we do need to dig in there and see why we have planted that tiny seed, the faith, the obedience that it takes to follow what it is that's being revealed about God through you. Through you. And to act on that. And the peace that we're desiring has that prerequisite of freedom. That's the third thing, the prerequisite of freedom for not just me, but for all of us. So if I'm part of oppressing you, there's no way that I am dealing with the freedom that is promised by God. If I am experiencing oppression from you, then there's no way that I can fully be into the freedom that is promised by God. It doesn't matter if our so-called politics are different. We have created this illusion. The only reason we can do that kind of do the wars that we have been doing with each other over and over and not have this peace be still, to learn how to touch what it is we have created as a separation, what we have created as a fear, to touch that, to see it in ourselves and then transmute it. The reason, only reason we haven't been able to do that is because we have not seen you as me. Not seeing one another as us. It's the only reason we've been able to do it. What we've done. So this prerequisite for freedom is sincere and serious for all ethnicities, for all genders or non-genders, for all of humanity, and our role in this larger planet. Part of the circle of life. It's not even about our superiority to other life. These three things really touch on what the vision is. They help us remember who we are, but also what is the promise. What is the promise of God, Creator? Not, you know, this is not some bearded person in the sky. We're talking about the collective Most High consciousness that is a spark in each one of us. That I see in you, that you see in each other. So if we're going to stand for peace, and Butterworth points out all the time that it starts with the individual, I'd say in Unity, we help a lot with that, focusing on how we, the individual, can do our part. It's also important to take a deep breath and become aware of the oneness, become aware of the collective, become aware of where my presence is needed. Even if it's not comfortable for me. And why do I want to go to East Lewis County? Okay. Excuse me? But I was busy. I didn't have time to ask too many questions about that. I was busy following the vision and finding the peace within myself, the resolution of limitations within myself that I would need to find in order to bring forth the vision of God that was coming through me. So it wasn't just for other people, it was for me. Whatever's calling you, if you are in the silence of the moment, then you can hear that calling of the soul to reveal what has not yet been done. You can hear what it is that God is saying to you, for you, this year, this time, this now. You listen, and as you breathe, there's awareness. Doubt may creep in, but you know where to send it. There is that knowingness of who I am, and then what I'm hearing is my soul speaking. So part of the gift to the world that we all have is these blessings we've received and to radiate them forward. The freedom song that I prepared for you today is something you may have heard before from Sweet Honey and the Rock. Anybody know Sweet Honey and the Rock? Singers in the crowd. Sweet Honey and the Rock, they are like a consciousness singing group that started out in D.C. And they're powerful. But the song that I picked is Ella's Song. Now, it may sound like it's strictly about one set of politics, but it's not. It starts by saying, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. And the song was created, Ella Baker, the reason they call it Ella Song, is Ella Baker was a leader with the Mississippi Freedom Party. The party, remember back in the, some of you are old enough to remember when blacks tried to get seated from Mississippi in the Democratic Convention and they wouldn't seat them. Okay, some of you, I know some of you are not old enough to remember that, some of us are. And Ella Baker was the one who was the one of the leaders of the Mississippi Freedom Party, and they ended up not seating the whole group, but they allowed one. And that was part of the negotiation. Since we're in January and it's Martin Luther King's birthday, that's why I picked this song about freedom. And these are my curlers. I tried to curl my hair before I came, and it didn't work out totally well. Anyway. All right. Do you know the song? Freedom. Well, sing with it. Can I rest?
You will live in freedom, and I rest until it comes.
Do they have it? Do you have some?
We will believe in freedom, and I rest until it comes. Hear me talking to you. We will believe in freedom, and I rest until it comes.
Some don't have.
Until the kid in the black man, mother's sons is as important as the killing of white men. White mother's sons, do you believe in freedom? Cannot rest.
Sing it with me if you like.
Do you believe in freedom?
Cannot rest
until it comes.
The older I get, the better I know, and the secret of my
growing
old is that the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. Cause to me, young people come first. They have the courage.
We keep bringing young people into unity, Centralia, folks.
I can put a shade so light on a day. Carry us through the gale.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
Can't be talking to ya.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
And struggling myself, don't need a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand up in my life is the only way my struggle survives. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. Can be quite difficult. I'm about to go back to people who believe in freedom. And
yes, this is your part, folks.
Can you talk until
we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Yourself firmly on these pews where a tree has given its life to support you. The tree, part of the warrior nation. As you sit there in full support, remembering who you are, make yourself into the seed, the mustard seed, full of faith. Full of awareness of the promise of God, fully aware of your seed from the consciousness of God, the Most High, and the Holy Spirit moves through you. And with that Spirit, plant yourself where you are called to be at this moment in time. And with another big breath, imagine the roots growing forth from the seed into the earth. As it moves upward, the seed moves upward with its sprouts toward the sun. The warmth of the sun calling from the fertile ground of the earth. As it grows from its sprouts, supported by its roots, the consciousness of the kingdom of heaven. It grows into a tree with large branches There you are growing. Be this tree planted wherever you are, with the freedom to grow, to move, to show your true essence, and to be who you are designed to be and called to be as you reveal yourself to yourself with the urging of the soul within you. Be a force for peace and a force for freedom. Ashe, amen. Big breath, come back.
There are two containers coming around. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. The morning offering. Send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Our healing prayer comes next. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Our friend Sil.
Australia.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, We ask the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Our prayer of protection you will find either on the wall or back of your program. Let's say that together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
I would like to thank Susan, our greeter, Joanne, our reader, and our musicians, Terry Charles and Janine Cummings, very enjoyable music, and of course our speaker, Dr. Doria. So after we sing our peace song, we can join downstairs for some refreshments, and those of you who can, please stay for the membership meeting.